is the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
This is it. This is Tuesday. It's Cliffo and Bronte. Coming up, you're going to hear the best of the radio show. Bit of extra stuff thrown in.
My ear hurts.
How we roll. You're having a very weird ear day. And yesterday, was it the earrings? Because all day yesterday you were tugging at your earrings.
Yeah, my ears sore.
Why?
I wore two cheaper earrings. Like, anyone who has piercing knows you got to be careful when they're just like not, like, I guess, cleaned metals. And I just went for the cheapies because they looked cool. And now my ears sore.
Oh, it's not just ears, Bronte. Some of the piercings that I have that you don't know about.
Don't want to know about.
Got to be careful about how much weight you hang off those
things. Oh, I'm in pain. But anyway, carried through on the show like the trooper that I am.
And bought it.
Yeah, thank you.
For once, you
bought
it.
Maybe I need to be injured. The perfect cup of tea has been revealed. How to have it.
How Greek yogurt nearly killed me.
Mm-hmm. What do you hide from your family and your kids?
Maybe your friends.
Maybe your friends.
Depends how close you are to your friends.
The infection's spreading quick. Wrap
and
it up.
What also on the show today, what is gross, but we're just never talking about it?
This chat won't make you feel great, but it'll definitely make you want to wash your hands more.
It'll make you feel something.
Yes.
Great's not it. It's coming up, the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
This is your Sick Fix at 6.
Yeah, and now it's a Sick Fix at 6, so a pretty fun half hour coming at you. And this is a Sick Fix with a celebrity twist, Cliffo.
I love a celebrity cameo in my Sick Fixes.
This is particularly sick because I was reading this thinking maybe it could be trending. And the more I read, I was like, no, this is definitely a Sick Fix. So Cannes Film Festival is going on in the south of France at the moment. And there is one film that is doing particularly well. It's called Firebrand, and it's about King Henry VIII and follows the marriage between him and his sixth and final wife, Catherine Parr. And that's played by Alicia Vikander.
That story is getting told a lot.
After Six, the musical.
Yeah.
Yep. And Tudors as well.
Yeah.
I think that really highlighted.
Henry VIII has really had a comeback.
Yes. And
all these years later,
Alicia
so
Vikander is like getting standing ovations for this, but mainly also for the strength that she was able to hold while filming this movie, because Jude Law plays King Henry VIII. You know him from The Holiday, Alfie. He's a British
Dumbledore.
Actor. Yes.
Like Dumbledore
in
the recent Hogwarts movies.
I don't know if he put as much effort into those movies as he did for Firebrand, because to get into the role of King Henry VIII, who was apparently, there's tales that you could smell Henry from three rooms away. This is obviously in the 1600s. Washing and bathing wasn't as prominent.
No. But that's the two things Henry VIII is famous for. Is his six wives.
Yes.
And how disgusting and foul as a human being he was. Yeah.
He apparently had a leg that was rotting throughout his life and tried to cover it up. And what Jude Law decided to do to get into character is blend a perfume of blood, sweat, and fecal matter, which he wore on his body throughout the entire filming process. He said, I thought it would have a great impact if I smelled awful. And he really
on who?
Did. On every cast and crew member of that movie. So he just said he worked with a perfume specialist to create this disgusting perfume for him, and usually she makes wonderful scents, and somehow she came up with this extraordinary variety of blood, fecal matter, and sweat, so he could really
You don't want to know the ingredients list, guys. It wasn't very imaginative. This one's going to get a few ears pricked up, but new research, Bronte, has revealed how much time and money Aussie women are wasting on F-boys.
I love that research has gone into this.
Well,
taxpayer-funded research?
No, it was commissioned by F-Boy Island, the new dating show with hit host Abby Chatfield.
Yes.
Hot Nights with Abby. It starts on Binge at the end of the month.
Mm.
In preparation to talk about this on the radio, you actually said to me, Cliffo, what's your definition of an F-Boy?
Yeah.
And I said, well, I was actually going to throw to you for that.
I don't really, like, I personally haven't had much I can't think of a dealing with what would be considered to be a typical F-boy, but it's like a player, right? Like
right?
It's just someone who
yeah.
is wasting your time, probably has different, like, he goes into relationships not thinking it's going to be serious.
Yeah.
Just kind of messes you around a bit.
An emotionally unavailable
yeah,
bloke
yeah.
who is there for the yeah. sex and not so much for the relationship. But new research, yeah, like I say, commissioned by this TV show, has found that in a typical year, single women across the country are wasting 116.2 million hours. So that's the time. A bit over 116 million hours. And 3.14 billion dollars.
Oh, this is, I think this might be as inflated as some of those F-boys' egos. That's silly.
It makes you think marrying your high school boyfriend, maybe not that pathetic after all.
Yeah, right?
So to put it into perspective, those figures, if they seem inflated, that is the time and cost, not only on the dates,
yes.
but preparation for dates and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, as I'm sure you'll attest to, the getting ready for a big date sometimes can outweigh the cost of actually going on the date.
Yes, I think so. It's more just like if you're going out with an F-boy, you're not usually going on nice dates.
Right.
Maybe in the beginning,
okay.
but like that just seems like so much money.
So breaking it down, $472 million on hair appointments is being spent on relationships that are just going to go nowhere. $526 million on new clothes, $302 million on hair removal, and $383 million on nail appointments. I mean, what point do you start collecting receipts and taking them to your accountant? And dating an F-boy actually becomes a tax deduction.
What if the accountant is the F-boy? They're all in it for themselves. They often are. Have you met any of those accountants?
Are you telling me?
From the Big Five?
There's people working in finance that are full of themselves, that have been into themselves? Don't believe it. From the moment we can walk and talk and we're young, toddlers, that sort of stuff, we're taught by our parents that lying is bad.
Definitely.
Don't lie. It's a bad thing to do.
Awful.
As you grow up, you realize the odd white lie can actually be a good thing from time to time because it can actually protect.
Yes. Sometimes they're people. Necessary.
Right.
Yep.
And that's the path I chose to go down on Saturday night because I told you I had a farewell party for a very close friend of mine.
Mm.
It was later on Saturday night, so I was just going alone.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle was going to stay home with the kids and she had some sort of dinner and stuff planned for them. I wasn't really sure what the go was with this event, whether or not there was going to be food. But suddenly before I was sort of ready to go, I got really hungry all of a sudden and I thought the worst thing I can do is go to because it was at a pub. Worst thing I can do is go to a farewell party on an empty stomach.
Yeah, and if there's no if people aren't doing dinner and then you're just sitting around
smashing
starving.
Beers,
yes.
starving, no good comes from that. When you hit the age of 38, eat and ain't cheating no more. So I wanted something to eat, but Michelle hadn't really catered for me and the cooking she was doing, there wasn't enough for her and the kids or whatever, so I was on my own. We hadn't done the groceries yet, so it was a bit old Mother Hubbard. The cupboards were bare. Lucky for me, I live within pretty much walking distance of a Macca's, so I didn't walk. I drove still. And I grabbed some Macca's. But Michelle said to me, well, if you're going to get Macca's, you can't let the kids see it.
No.
Because that's like their favourite thing in the world.
What were they going to have for dinner?
So just packet ravioli.
Right.
Like a saucepan ravioli.
Still good. No Macca's.
It's no Macca's. Happy meal, right? So I devised a plan with Michelle, didn't tell the kids about it, that I would go and get Macca's. I would then drive it home and then I would sit in the car in the driveway by myself and eat the Macca's. I will then put it in the wheelie bin outside so the kids would be none the wiser.
Oh, no.
The plan was successful. However, afterwards I thought, this could be something worth talking about. So I hit record and I put it to my daughter, who's nearly nine years old, as a hypothetical. Like, what if Dad did do this kind of thing from time to time?
What would you say if I told you that sometimes I eat McDonald's in the car park, like in the or in the driveway, and you don't even know?
One thing, cheeky.
Cheeky.
Because I love McDonald's.
Yeah.
And I never want to miss out on it.
See, so that's, that's really, I did it for her.
Yeah, right, because you didn't want to disappoint her.
Selfless kind of guy like that.
That's a big call.
13 10 60. What do you hide from your kids or from your partner? Like, what's something in the house that you have to hide?
Yeah.
Because I think you can gather from that audio there, this is not the first time that a sneaky Macca's meal has been devoured in the driveway without the knowledge of other people in the house, just to keep the peace.
And so, exactly. Sometimes you just have to do it so you don't have to deal with the questions or the invasiveness. Mine was that I think I talked about it on the show, I had like a body pillow that I was gifted for my birthday this year, and I found it really embarrassing and I didn't want my partner Dylan to see it. So only as of like 2 weeks ago did I finally break it out, and now he bloody wants it more than I do.
Yeah.
But I
look,
did hide it.
I'm thinking also along the lines, Bronte, of like, you know, you buy the Tim Tams. Devoured by the family. So you have to hide. Like, so if you're hiding anything from your partner or from your kids, like an actual physical thing or whatever, 13 10 60, give us a call. Join in on it. My wife, she has been guilty for the Tim Tam one.
Hiding them
like,
away.
Oh, literally, like, dig deep in the recesses of the crisper, hidden under all the veggies. Oh, what's this? Packet of mint slices.
Well, that's probably the most thorough look you've ever done through a fridge, as we've discovered.
I don't go into the I don't go into the crisper very often. Lisa, what do you have to hide from the rest of the family? Otherwise, it grows legs and just disappears.
There's these little chips called jumpies. They're shaped like kangaroos.
Yum.
Oh, and my kids always asked for them. They had them at school, and so I started buying them for their lunches and just gave them to them. 14 years I've been here, and finally last year I thought, I'll give these a try, and oh my God, they are the best things in the world. If you haven't tried them, try them. And so now I'll buy extra packages of them, and I hide them up in the top shelf where they can't see them.
Lisa's,
they'll be gone.
She's praying none of her kids have growth spurts over the next couple
of years. Up in the top shelf, that's where the good scotch goes and the kangaroo chips. Amber, what do you have to hide from the rest of the family?
Oh, my God, the new gold Maltesers.
Amber.
I've seen those, but I haven't tried them.
I get it.
They are the bomb.
Yeah?
And I hide them in the cereal boxes down the bottom.
When
the cereal boxes are finished, but the kids think they're still full in the cereal container.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Buy the real healthy cereal. Buy like all brand or something, Amber. No one's going near it. Danielle, what do you have to hide from the rest of the family?
I actually saw a hack on TikTok, I think it was, where if you want to hide your snacks, hide them in a veggie bag, like an empty veggie bag in the freezer.
Oh, so like your bag of peas or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, that's smart.
But then your treats will be frozen.
Oh, it's Queensland. No, well, they'll cool you
it's
down.
It's Queensland, yeah.
They'll defrost quick. What's the most important thing, Bronte?
That's true.
A bit of defrost time?
No, you're
or
right.
Or actually being there?
I'll do it.
Megan's here. Last one, Megan. Tell us, what do you have to hide from the rest of the family?
Myself.
That's a mum.
In the toilet for at least 10 minutes.
Oh, mum's on the toilet again. Alpha Bucks will play again tomorrow, Wednesday, the 24th of May, 2023.
Two very close calls to start off this week.
And yeah, you're right.
Gone to the wire for both of them. Almost had to
line
go to
balls.
The Alpha Bunker.
Line balls.
But if you want to be our third and first winner of the week, Polar Bear is your free answer for tomorrow. Oh,
Polar Bear.
Polar Bear.
P is your letter. Polar Bear.
I think P is a gettable 10 question answer letter.
I don't know why these days, Bronte, but every time I think of a polar bear, I just think of rum.
Why is that, Cliffo?
Thank Bundaberg for that. Some solid marketing there, guys.
Good job, guys.
Polar Bear, your free clue for tomorrow's Alpha Bucks on Hit and Listener. I like to think that when it comes to my stomach and my guts, I've got a bit of a, like, guts of steel, I guess.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I like really hot foods. You know, often if my wife and I eat the same sort of thing, she'll have a bit of a upset tummy, but I'm fine. I kind of judge, like, that time when you got really bad food poisoning.
Yeah.
I was like, let me try it. Like,
right.
I reckon I'd be fine.
You want to microwave eggs next time?
Yeah, what, is that what it was? What was it? It's eggs. I'm to do with eggs, wasn't it?
I microwaved 24-hour-old scrambled eggs.
Oh, yeah. That's, I mean, rookie error for you.
I got severe food poisoning.
Oh, guts of steel, Cliffo, over here. Not
you,
a problem.
You would have gotten through.
And I feel like maybe I've been a bit vindicated in that in the past 36 hours because I was telling you on Sunday night we had like homemade souvlaki wraps for dinner.
Mm.
So all day I just slow cooked like a leg of lamb and then we put that for dinner on some wraps with like some salad and some feta cheese, like the lamb meat. Yeah, really yummy, right? And some Greek yogurt. And just I just slosh that stuff on there nice and thick because you've said before about Greek yogurt, it doesn't have a lot of taste.
No, but with regards to Greek food, I can't get enough.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
I just slosh it on there thick because I think it's more of a texture thing if you're having like a souvlaki style wrap or whatever. And I will admit, the Greek yogurt, I knew it had been in the fridge for a while. It was just one of those ones you get at Woolies or whatever with like a white tub and a blue lid.
Yes.
Very like Greek flag colors, very average looking Greek yogurt.
Yeah.
And I pick it up and I check the date and it was, I think it was May 20. And I'm like, and I think Sunday was like the 21st.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
And I thought, oh, it's a day out of date or whatever, but that'll be fine
Surely.
Or whatever. It's just May 20. It's fine or whatever. So I have my dinner before my wife because I go to bed much earlier than her for the breakfast radio thing. So I make mine. I slop the yogurt on there. And anyway, she's helping me pack everything down and sort of make hers for later or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she picks up the yogurt and looks at the label and discovers that the use-by date was not May 20. It was, in fact, March 20.
Oh, it said M-A-R.
I guess I've just seen the M-A or whatever and just in my haste of doing the, because I did the groceries this week, I've just gone, oh, that's only, like, going to be a day out of date. That's
fine. Amazing coincidence.
But it's actually 2 months out of date.
Okay. How was the rest of your night?
So this was Sunday night. It's now Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
I'm happy to report that 36 hours on, she's A-okay, Langus. Despite it. And we picked it up.
Yeah.
Was a little on the nose.
Yeah.
I don't know how I didn't notice that. But I'm here.
Yep.
I'm alive and it's taken 38 years, but finally, we found what's going to get me on Australia's Got Talent, guys.
You gotta fight! Can you beat Bronte?
I need to ask you some questions.
Right, back to a $50 prize every day jackpotting if it doesn't go off.
Yeah.
And she dropped the ball at the first hurdle yesterday.
Yeah, it was a rookie error. I need to back myself a bit more, I think. Go with my gut.
So does Gary. Gary, you're a tradie. You've played before once. But you went down to the Brontosaurus?
Yeah, she took me down, mate.
Oh, was it a good beating?
I'm pretty sure it was pretty close, but yeah, I talked a big game.
Sure.
You talked a big game and then flat like a pancake, yeah.
What's the plan this time? Just
Hopefully questions that I know.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what we all hope for, Gary.
And maybe a bit of modesty.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the word I couldn't
Gary?
Oh, okay, goodbye.
She's out. She's cold today. She's all rugged up, Gary, so I don't know if that, you know, plays into it. Might be on your side. We'll find out. It's 5 questions in 30 seconds. You good to go?
Yeah, mate, let's do it.
All right. Gary, your time starts now. What currency is used in Japan?
Yen.
What is the longest bone in the human body?
The femur.
In what country would you find the Taj Mahal?
India.
How many states are there in the US?
51.
In The Lion King, what was Simba's father's name? Out of time. Out of time. We'll get Brondi out of the soundproof booth. Look, 5 answers. We will find out if you've had a good run, if it's been a bit average, but 5 answers out there nice and clear. So Bronte is back. It's the same 30 seconds. It's the same 5 questions.
Can you confirm that?
I can confirm that. You are very shivery.
Oh,
you're
it's
all like,
freezing
you're all
today.
Like, ooh, and I don't know if it bodes well for
we'll find out.
Getting the juices flying.
And I was just reading a news story about Mount Everest, so even internally,
God.
I feel a bit
cold.
Did you
see another Aussie bloke died on there?
No, that's what I was just seeing.
Can we stop climbing? Anyway.
Okay.
We digress.
Sorry.
30 seconds on the clock. Yep. Langers.
Yes.
Your time starts now. What currency is used in Japan?
Yen.
What is the longest bone in the human body?
Femur.
In what country would you find the Taj Mahal?
India.
How many states in the US?
50.
In The Lion King, what was Simba's father's name?
Mufasa.
Okay.
Whoa.
Woo. Who needs 30 seconds, you two? Wow.
Speed demons.
I mean, Gary played it right the way to the end. And how did he go? How did Brondi go? Let's go to producer Alicia to find out.
So yen is the currency used in Japan. Both of you got that one correct. The femur is the longest bone in the body. Both of you got that one correct. The Taj Mahal is in India. Both of you got that one correct. We're going to skip number 4 and go straight to number 5. Simba's father was called Mufasa, which Bronte got correct. Gary did get it right, but just after the buzzer. But back to number 4, there are 50 states in the US, which Bronte got correct, and Gary said 51.
Oh.
So hold on. Are we talking a Langbrook clean slate there?
5
out of 5. Gary, she's bloody trumped you again, mate.
Oh, too good, Brondi.
Sorry, Gary. I needed it, though. Did you hear yesterday? That was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should have got you yesterday, eh?
Yeah.
Gary, you've helped pump up her tyres, if nothing else, today,
I'm warm
mate.
I'm now.
Thank you.
This is TikTok Tuesday.
One of the things that is going viral on TikTok at the moment is a new dating term, Cliffo. So we spoke about the classic ghosting. And then there was a new one a couple of weeks ago, zombied, which is similar to ghosting, but instead of like a slow burn, like a ghost, it's just like the person, you stop talking altogether. And then they come back from the dead a couple of months later. That's zombied. This new term that is going around TikTok is called getting benched.
Benched.
Yes. And it is similar in terms of, like, obviously, it's all very similar. If you're dating, you would be across all of these things. But what it is when you essentially dating someone who might be dating a lot of different people, and you might be dating a lot of different people as well.
Like a lot of players on the field.
Yes, and you might get benched and someone else might be substituted into the dating world. So it's like stringing someone along essentially, but every now and again you might get to play the field, I suppose.
God, none of them are good, are they?
No, well, no.
Ghosting.
No.
Being zombied.
Benched.
Being benched.
It's not an easy world out there.
No.
But I do really like all the videos on TikTok, people like describing these and like having the realization that they've been benched or zombied or ghosted.
You know, but there's people actually listening to this broadcast right now going, oh my God, Langbrook, she's done it again.
That's what it was.
She summed it up perfectly. That's Christina Aguilera, Dirty and Never Before in the History of Radio has a song led into content quite as well.
So that's Dirty with 2 R's, Christina's version. But yesterday, producer Alicia revealed, I'm going to say a Dirty with 1 R fact, and that was that a drink bottle, reusable drink bottle, had fallen under the seat of her car and had gone missing for a little while, full of water. She found it a couple of weeks later, brought it into the office, and without really thinking, midway through the show, took a sip of what turned out to be moldy water. And she brought it into the studio, which was lovely, by the way. Thank you for
that. By the way, Leash, I notice it's still sitting there on your... Like, yeah, she's reaching for it. Right?
Why?
What future is going to befall the disgusting moldy drink bottle.
It's staying on my desk out of like a pride thing. I'm like, look at my gross water bottle. Yay.
It's a reminder.
But it'll probably end up in the bin.
I will say that's a risky move because some of these mornings, you know, we come in a bit bleary-eyed.
I know.
Got my nice, clean, fresh one.
Yeah,
here as well.
But I mean,
you can't mix
the
them up.
The difference between mixing them up is a good day and a bad day.
I think you and I both got to have a look in this water bottle yesterday.
It's putrid.
And what I thought was condensation, like on the side of the water, it's mold or it's something that we need to get tested.
Well, after that, you went to the toilet probably to vomit.
Yeah, it was just.
And producer Alicia and I kept tooling around and we got a pen in there and we like scraped the side and the back of the pen, it didn't at least, it came out black.
Black, yeah.
Like black mold.
It made me question a lot of my life choices.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're about to do some more because I think we all are of the understanding that these reusable drink bottles, while they're better for the environment, I feel like studies have come out that have said they can get a little dirty.
Mm.
You've got to be able to clean them properly. But there's also...
Or clean them at all.
At all, which I don't think I've cleaned mine. There's a lot of things that we have in our lives that are dirty without us even realizing. Like yesterday I saw an article that said something about our toothbrushes. If you keep them in the bathroom, which I do, the exposure that those toothbrushes have is pretty disgusting.
I think they did a Mythbusters episode on that.
Oh, did they?
Like, when you flush the toilet, the little poo particles go in the air
and
they just go straight to moisture.
Great.
And often your toothbrush is wet.
Yeah. Yep. That's all. That's why they your little hat.
I feel like it's exposed like on TikTok and, I don't know, around COVID time and stuff. We as a species learnt that a lot of the stuff around us every day is in fact filthy.
Yes. Because sometimes they're difficult to clean every day or you just don't realise. The other one is the kitchen sink. Like I remember reading a fact that said something like the kitchen sink is dirtier than the toilet bowl and I will never eat food that has fallen in the kitchen sink again.
One that I saw on TikTok. God, there's so many now they're coming to mind. But one that I saw on TikTok was a bloke who got like a white cloth, like a moist, like wet white.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And he went to a shopping centre escalator, like where the handrail was. And he just sat it on. Like first he put a bit of tape, bit of white tape on it so he knew when it had done a complete rotation. Then he sat the white cloth on the handrail of the escalator and let it run for a complete rotation. And again, when he took this white cloth off, it had gone like a chessboard from black from white to dark black.
Yeah,
I'd never think of that as being dirty.
Because I feel like I've stopped using handrails and things as much since COVID and just had to work on my balance a lot more. But 131060, this is what we want to know. What is dirty? What's gross that we use in our everyday life and we don't realise?
Yeah.
Let's compile a list to avoid.
You've seen it on a TikTok. You've read it somewhere on the internet.
Yep.
Or you just, I don't know, you just know.
Mm-hmm.
When you know, you know.
Yeah.
131060, what's gross and we're not even acknowledging it?
Yeah.
Help us.
Please.
We're disgusting. Yeah. We're filthy. We're gross.
Thing. Yeah.
But 131060, Mackenzie, what's something that's just disgusting, gross, awful, but no one's really talking about it?
Your phone screens. They're worse than your toilet seats.
I love that the toilet seat is the
benchmark. Well, I mean, Mackenzie, you clean your toilet, don't you? You don't clean your phone. I don't.
No.
Yeah. No one thinks about cleaning their phone, though.
No. Oh, no. That's terrible.
Duncan, what's filthy and we're just not talking about it?
Stubby coolers.
Oh, that's...
Stubby coolers. Okay. I don't use them a lot, so I feel like I'm okay here. Why are they so dirty?
Well, I was cleaning out my cupboard the other day for a party I've got coming up. And I found about 20 of them. They're all bloody mouldy and shit all over them.
They would be. And blokes, you know, if you come around my house, if I got mates, you know, grab a beer, put it in the stubby cooler, you share them around.
Yeah.
You go to the toilet.
And nobody washes their hands or sanitizes them or nothing.
Nah, they'd be
okay.
Gross,
we need to be washing our hands, everybody. Good start.
Joanna is here. What's gross?
Oh, yeah, I was on a cruise ship pre-COVID, And I just said to my partner, don't touch the handrails on the stairs.
Yeah.
That's where there's a lot of germs. And I just finished saying it, and a man came down the stairs and big sneeze into his hand and put his hand straight on the
Yeah, cruise ships. We know cruise ships.
The sucky thing is, though, cruise ships, you kind of need handles, don't you? Like, if you're at sea.
If the ships are rocking.
Isabella, what's disgusting, but no one's talking about it?
Kitchen, like, tea towels that you dry your dishes with are dirtier than a toilet seat.
Another toilet.
What? How? Surely not.
Trish, what's disgusting, but no one's talking about it?
Shoelaces.
Shoelaces?
Why are shoelaces so gross?
Well, stop and think about it. When you go to the bathroom, what's at the lowest level? Any that will take up any splashes or anything that comes out of the toilet? Little droplets, everything.
So do you reckon they're dirtier than the toilet seat?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Oh, the poor toilet seat.
It's a bit vilified this morning, the toilet seat, isn't it? Bronte informed us all earlier this morning that this was so hot yesterday that it broke the system.
Mm-hmm. I was sitting out in our desks in the office, and for the first time the ticketing window opened. So when you get the code word and they say on air to text the number, the first time that happened yesterday, the entire pricing system that our network uses, which covers a few different radio stations, collapsed.
Boom.
It just went down, and as in every hit station across the country, no one could enter. Or they just couldn't get it back up.
Look, yeah, the gremlins have been executed.
The
system is up and running.
Yes.
What we're going to do is drop the daily code word, and you have to remember the number. We'll say it a couple of times here. So get a pen or your phone or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
0400 17 400. And then after nine, like Lang has said, when the text line opens, you need to just text the daily code word to that number.
That's it. Just the code word. And today's code word is Paris. The city of love. P-A-R-I-S. Paris.
So that's it. You got to spell it correctly.
Yep.
Just the word Paris. Yep. P-A-R-I-S to 0400 17 400.
Mm-hmm.
Not now, though.
No.
When the ticketing window opens, and it happens multiple times across the day after nine.
And you'll know, because when you text that, you'll get a text back asking you to fill out your details and things. So no point texting outside that ticket window.
Unless the system itself again.
Come on. You've had a day, guys.
Come on, system. You can do it. 0400 17 400, Pink in Paris. Could be you and a bestie. Flights, transfers, a com, and VIP tickets included for Pink's new album, Trustfall, out now.
Okay, we missed it, and this is on us. We've got to own up to it. It's a day a lot of people celebrate, and we're sorry to everyone who does. It was busy end of the week. It was International Tea Day on Sunday.
Oh, Jesus!
I can't believe we still have job.
That's the 38th year in a row I've missed that.
Oh, my God. International Tea Day, as we all know, Sunday, May 21st. And a lot of research has been done to celebrate this day. Not sure how I feel about it, but the results will prove themselves. Professor Alan Mackie at Leeds University, Cliffo.
Of course.
Has
of course.
Like a prestigious uni.
So we're not going to UQ, not going to JCU. We're out of Australia.
Yep.
We are going to the UK.
Well,
what a shock.
I mean, if we're going to talk tea, you can't go further than England.
It's just not our drink of choice down under, is it?
You've embraced it recently.
I have, much to the the disgust, but the amusement, I guess, of my wife. She thinks it's an age thing.
Really?
She thinks I've crossed over to a new dimension of age.
Right.
And like cup of teas is where I'm at now.
Well, they provide a comfort that sometimes coffee doesn't give you. You don't have to worry about like the caffeine factor. And now researchers have said they figured out the best way to make the perfect cup of tea. And this is after months and months of research, apparently.
Of sitting around a little table.
This was funded. This is what worries me. But anyway, Professor Alan Mackie of Leeds University found that pouring milk on the tea bag first.
Wow.
Was the best way to make sure the flavours of the tea were strongest.
Tea bag in cup.
Yep.
Milk straight onto yes. tea bag.
And then hot water.
Right.
It's a controversial call. They went on to say the proteins in milk lower the mineral content, are lower than mineral content in water, so it makes the flavours stronger. So it kind of mutes. Water can just like harshly release it.
Right.
And that way milk kind of slowly releases it once the hot water's in there. So if you've been drinking your tea wrong, what have you been doing? What do you do as a new tea drinker?
Believe it or not, because, you know, I'm trying to cut back on coffee.
Yeah,
and
crazy.
Milk and, I don't know, lactose sits weird with me and stuff. Mm. So I'm just going, tell me where this is on your research.
Okay.
I'm boiling the kettle and then before it gets to boiling point, just when the little bubbles start to appear, I turn the kettle off.
Uh-huh.
Put the tea bag in.
Yep.
Put the hot water in, not boiling. And then I add about a teaspoon of honey, stir it all around, throw the tea bag out. That's
I mean,
what I'm doing.
The researchers don't say anything in particularly bad about that. So I think you're in
well,
the clear.
Well, if they could rustle up a couple of extra hundo million and look into that for me, that'd be great, guys. You know, when producer Alicia swans in with a Nikko pen
yeah.
and a scrap bit of paper, it can mean only one thing.
This is Queensland's Price is Right.
Come on!
And I have redeemed myself with this game. Now we're playing twice a week. I think I'm just the Price is Right juices are flowing a bit more. Because we're even now,
I actually didn't check the scores, but yeah, I'm pretty sure you're even now.
Excellent. Okay.
So
I don't
quickly
know.
Come up the back end. And
I've said this before. I don't know if this is the world's greatest radio segment or the world's worst radio segment.
Yeah.
I don't have an abject opinion because I just enjoy playing it so much.
Well, we're doubling down on it. So
yeah.
Either way, you're going to love it or hate it.
I can do it daily. So producer Alicia finds things for sale on Gumtree or Marketplace or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to guess what people want to charge for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So our first item is from Lionel in Brisbane. He's selling this Jumbo Shogun Warrior Godzilla.
Oh,
so he hasn't given us the actual measurements, but it looks about the size of a toddler, I would say. It's pretty big.
A toddler-sized Godzilla.
Maybe like 1.2 metres, would you say, Cliffo?
I would say that's the amount of distance we were required to stay away from people during the COVID-19 pandemic.
That's how big this Godzilla is.
That's what I would
think. It is the thing of social distancing.
The only thing that concerns me about this year is he has mismatching hands.
There's a lot of things concerning about that.
Let's not dig too deep in the
into the mind of Lionel.
Makeup of, and the anatomy
Godzilla.
Of Godzilla.
It's Godzilla. It looks like
apparently
it.
It's Godzilla.
Okay. I've said $40.
I wrote $65.
Oh, I almost went $60.
Guess how much Lionel saw in this
sport. Is it $65?
It's $600.
Lionel.
It is down from $1,000, so you're getting a bargain.
I'm telling you.
You're getting a
Lionel thinks that because he couldn't get a grand, $600 is a bargain.
Lionel. You're going to meet me at 40, I'll tell you that much.
All right, Jay from Rockhampton is selling these, in quotation marks, spitting image.
Oh, no.
Prince Charles and Princess Diana slippers. So these are.
Oh, my God.
It looks like Charles and Diana are in bed.
Yeah.
With Union Jack bed sheets, and you sort of put your feet in the Union Jack and their heads are at your toes. That's how these slippers work.
I don't know how Camilla would feel about this sort of merchandise
it's
still getting about.
Horrifying. He said it's a must-have for any royal collector and they've never been worn. They've only ever been stored in his house.
Okay.
So.
Oh, my.
Are you sure these aren't straight from your personal collection?
All of these items are.
Okay.
I feel like the recent coronation would have upped the value.
Oh, all right. Well, what have you said?
I said 150.
I said 80.
Jay's selling it for $50.
Oh!
Okay.
Ding,
the
ding.
First point? I didn't even know. Okay, so we're on one each. We're on one each now.
You're the world's worst scorekeeper.
I was just so gobsmacked by the $600 myself that I didn't even pay attention to what you guys said.
No, it's a point each.
Maurice from Townsville is selling a lighter, but it's the picture on the lighter that's caught my attention. The picture.
Someone in Townsville selling something to bung up a dory. Like, how surprising. How
this
on brand,
lighter
Townsville.
Has a picture of the infamous Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein.
Who
Saddam Hussein. Who wants it?
This guy, apparently.
Maurice, apparently.
Wow, it's quite a... It's one of those fancy lighters.
Yeah, it's like the flick back lighter.
Yes,
But the lighter itself is sort of shaped like a gravestone.
Yeah.
And it's fitting, I guess. It's clearly Saddam. Like, you can see his face, so his strange. Facial hair. He's got the headwear on.
I don't know
on.
Why anybody would want this, but how much do you think Maurice wants for it?
I don't think I've ever bought a lighter, but I said $40.
I said $50, so we're pretty much on par there. $600!
Not far, $130 for this lighter.
This game. You
it gets
win.
Worse, everyone.
Congratulations. Congrats.
Queensland.
Do better.
We need to talk.
Be better.
Like, you guys, Queensland, we are the epitome of the castle. Like, tell the whole state they're dreaming.
Oh, no.
No one's going to buy it.
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.